If you had a loved one who was ill with an incurable, often fatal virus, and there was an experimental serum that might keep them alive, you'd probably want them to take it. That might be how the families of Kent Brantley and Nancy Wrightbull feel. They're the two Americans who were infected with Ebola in Liberia. They each got a dose of an experimental serum to counter the disease. Before that, the serum, which is called ZMAP, had only been tested on primates. No one in Africa has gotten the same treatment. The use of that serum is raising all kinds of ethical questions. Kevin Fitzgerald is a medical ethicist at Georgetown University. He's also, by the way, a Jesuit priest. He says one of the first considerations is the fact that the serum was basically untested.
Even when you give a drug that has been what we consider to be rigorously tested, once you move from one species to another, there's always the possibility that there can be differences in how that particular species reacts to a treatment rather than the animals it's been tested on. And so it could go from anywhere from it not functioning well at all to actually causing harm. And I think this was part of the risk. Now, in this situation, there is an approach which is called compassionate use, which means that, you know, someone is dying and they're dying imminently. And so the question is the risk worth it in terms of the reality of these people in imminent risk of death? And so that is one of the ethical reasoning processes we use in order to say, okay, even though we don't know what this is going to do, if the only other alternative is death and the idea of giving this vaccine is to prevent death, then it might be worth the risk. One of the issues that could come up then is, well, what if it makes the person more ill? Well, if you're dying from Ebola, I'm not sure you can become much more ill.
There were only three doses of ZMAP. Two of them have been used. If Big Pharma could reproduce ZMAP at a larger scale, would they kind of agree to compassionate use for hundreds of Africans?
Well, I mean, so one, again, has to get to the question of, does it really work? So if one had a lot of the drug, my guess would be they would already now be using it in clinical trials to test it to see, A, if it is safe, and secondly, if it is efficacious. Does it really work? Now, unfortunately, my understanding is the way they are making this particular treatment, it is not going to be all that easy to ramp it up in the near future, although they're going to work on that. But what we're talking about is perhaps months, and the Ebola, you know, crisis is with us now. And what we need to do is address what we can do now, which, of course, as everybody says, are public health measures that are known to be efficacious.
That also tips to the issue of race, of why two white Americans got the serum and none of the African victims of Ebola got it. I mean, many have raised this issue. How do you see that coming into play?
Well, I wasn't there, but I don't think it's so much a matter of race as it might be of socioeconomic background. Now, what has to be taken into consideration is these are two people who were not from that part of the world, who volunteered to go there to help the people who are there address this tragic healthcare crisis. Part of the reason there is a crisis there, my understanding is they just don't have the infrastructure they need to fight this disease. And that is in part a socioeconomic situation. What we need to do as a species, you know, as a global society, is recognize the fact that the people there on the ground do not have the tools that they need to successfully combat this disease. It is not a highly contagious disease, although it's extremely infectious. So we know there are ways to prevent this disease from moving forward. That, if one wants to ask the social justice question and the ethics question, I think is the one we really need to wrestle with.
Kevin Fitzgerald is a Jesuit priest, and he holds a chair in healthcare ethics at Georgetown University. Thanks very much for thinking this through with us.
You're most welcome.